Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, fresh manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire, and this is a good one for you, is unequally yoked when you are the problem. Unequally yoked when you are the problem. And we are coming from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. While you're getting those Bibles ready, and I welcome everyone who's tuned in with me right now, please remember that you tune in to Daily Fire with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. And there is a one-click button that you can press to call on my ministry website, rossi.org, on the broadcast page. Again, that number is 323-870-4180, or you can just go to rossi.org. rawsi.org, and on the broadcast page, there is a one-click button that will dial the number in for you. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, you can always ensure that you do not miss the fire by following the podcast, so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters or message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text. All of this information, if you were unable to write it down, is on my ministry website, rossi.org. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, reading from the KJV. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Listen to it again. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship or what intimacy, you know, or what inner circle type relationship hath righteousness, those who are saved, with unrighteousness, those who are not? And what communion or fellowship or we're hanging out all the time kind of status hath light, those who have been redeemed and brought into the marvelous light of Christ, with darkness, those who have not? Say amen, and so be it for God's word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Unequally yoked when you are the problem. A few days ago on social media, there was this video of an encounter between a protester and Kirk Franklin. Kirk Franklin was preparing for one of his concerts, and outside the venue, across the street on the sidewalk, there was this gentleman standing with a megaphone, and he was blasting Kirk Franklin about not being a true Christian, not really living up to the ministry expectations that this person deemed should have been placed on Kirk Franklin. And his specific issue with Kirk Franklin Franklin was Kirk Franklin's alleged failure to not really minister and to open up an altar call to the attendees at the BET award show, where Kirk Franklin had been one of the performers, one of the entertainers. So the man continued to yell out so loud and so long that eventually Kirk Franklin came across the street and approached the man, and all of this is on the video. And he asked the gentleman, "What is the issue here?" And the man, and this was so crazy, continued to respond through the megaphone. Now, Kirk Franklin is literally standing right next to the man, non-imposing, non-threatening, asking him, what is it? You know, let's talk about this. The man never puts the microphone down, but proceeds to continue to yell, which draws a crowd at Kirk Franklin for not hosting an altar call at the BET Awards, telling Kirk Franklin that he was not a true Christian, that he wasn't living up to what God really required. Multiple times, Kirk Franklin asked the gentleman if he'd like to discuss this and, you know, really have fellowship and break bread. And he even said to the gentleman, "After my concert is over, I'm inviting you backstage, because I'd love to hear what you have to say, and let's sit down together and talk about this." Now, what's interesting is the man, again, never puts the megaphone down. He continues to answer, only speaking through the megaphone, you know, the loudspeaker, to Kirk Franklin. And he eventually agrees that he would come over, and so then Kirk offers his hand to shake his hand before he leaves, and the man refuses, telling Kirk Franklin that he doesn't shake the hand with people who are out of fellowship with the Lord. Let's talk about unequally yoked when you are the problem. You see, in that situation, we have a person who's saying that he's a believer, and then he's trying to talk to another believer, but his judgmental spirit, it overwhelmed and was so just encumbering the entire conversation to the point where whatever his desired goal was, to actually help Kirk Franklin see the alleged error of his ways, could not be accomplished. The gentleman lacked the ability to put down the megaphone and have an adult conversation. See, it was okay when he was blasting Kirk from across the street and drawing a crowd. But when the opportunity came for him to have conversation, to convert Kirk to whom what he thought Kirk could be, he missed the opportunity because his own self-righteous spirit was the problem. Isn't this good teaching? In the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible teaches us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, verses 3 through 5, the Bible teaches us to be careful of always trying to pull the mote out of our brother's eye when we have a whole beam or an entire pole sticking out from our own eyes. And Jesus said, "Thou hypocrite, first deal with your own issues, and then you can see clearly on how to deal with someone else's issues." You see, the reason that so many of us cannot be effective witnesses to unbelievers is because we are the problem. Our self-righteousness, now I didn't say the righteousness of God, I said our self-righteousness, our judgmental spirit, our inability to have an adult conversation, our inability to witness to someone without forgetting that there used to be a time when we were not saved, you weren't all of that, but now that we're saved, we all of a sudden can't understand. I hate when people witness this way. I can't understand why you just wouldn't want to serve God. Well, the same reason you didn't want to serve him way back then. I can't understand how you just can't see God, how good God is. The same reason you couldn't see how good he is before you got saved. See, that's that being, that self-righteous spirit that comes in and it causes us to be in a situation not only where we cannot convert others to Christ, but where the unequal yoke is because of us. See, the ultimate goal ought to be to bring people out of darkness into the marvelous light of Christ. So that those family members who are unsaved, those friends you have who are unsaved, those co-workers who are unsaved will not always be unbelievers. So there is not always an unequal yoke situation. But we move into the place of us being equally yoked, whether in friendship, whether in relationship, whether in family, whether in marriage, whether on our job. Why? Glory. Because you are now saved, because I am now saved, because we are now living the way God desires us to live. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, we don't have but 15 minutes. We got to go into prayer. But let me just share with you my flaw. Within this same kind of situation. I am now divorced, but I had a great husband. We are good friends. He's been an awesome father to our son, which is my only child. Our son is now an adult, and he's still an awesome father. There's nothing negative I could say about him. But when we were married, I used to, whenever we have a disagreement, bring up to him how I felt I was so saved, and he was not as saved. They're not doing things the way I believed he should be. Now understand, I was saved when we got married. And he was a Christian as well. But whereas, you know, I was Pentecostal, shout, speak in tongues, fall on the floor, you know, kind of saved. He was go to church, that kind of saved. I'm not Pentecostal. Well, whenever we got into an argument, which was very rare, because I could count on one hand the number of times we really had arguments. So let me change that to whenever I wanted something to be my way, then I would throw in his face what I felt was the holier than thou, you're not really understanding because you're not where you ought to be in God argument. The problem was me. Glory. The dysfunction was me. I truly didn't know as much as I preached, and I was a minister then. I truly didn't know as much as I preached the gospel about being submissive, as much as I wanted to be submissive. I truly didn't know how to live that in actuality and practicality because I'd been raised to be self-sufficient. My mother is an awesome mother, and she raised all of her children to be self-sufficient, so I was always independent. We were raised to be able to take care of ourselves, and that's great for your career. It's great for a profession. It's great for your bank account, but it's horrible for a relationship if you do not know when to be interdependent or when to compromise. I was the problem. Glory. Brothers and sisters, we're going to do a part two on this tomorrow because I'm running out of time because I can't leave you here. I got to teach you how to get out of this. So let's get ready to go into prayer and please tune in for part two of Unequally Yoked When You Are the Problem because God wants to fix you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. Whatever it takes to help you understand the issues that cause you to be the problem, God has an answer for you. Glory, isn't this great? Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we glorify you and we magnify you. Father, we thank you because we don't want to be the problem. We don't want to be those that cause others to turn away from Christ. We don't want to be those that cause our families and friends and coworkers not to be saved so that our relationships always exist in a status of unequally yoked. Father, we don't want to be the people in the marriage that cause the marriage to deteriorate or end up in separation or divorce because we're self-righteous, we're ultimately judgmental, because we're holier than thou. We can never see our own issues, our own flaws, our own mistakes, but we can always point out those of others. Help us, God! Hallelujah. Glory. to submit ourselves to you, our thought processes, the way we think, the way we communicate, Father, the way that we pray and intercede. Help us to remember, but for the grace of God, there go I. We were not always saved. We were not always Christians. We were not always doing right. Help us, Lord, to remember your grace. Your grace, your grace, your grace. Your grace, 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 God, that you had on us. And to show it toward one another. Now, Father, I lift up everyone on this broadcast. That you bless them right now. You heal them, save them, sanctify, deliver. Set them free, Father. Do what only you can do. Work miracles in ways that only you can work. And, Father, we will forever give your name the glory. Forever say Hosanna. Forever say Hallelujah. Forever say thank you, Jesus. Our souls cry out, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Everybody say, Lord, help me not to be the problem. Amen. Come on and continue to praise him. I'm going to give the altar call, one announcement, and then we will end with our task for today. Just keep praising him. For those of you who are not saved, who are backslidden, or who know you are not where you need to be in Christ, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. Now, Father, I confess that I will no longer be the problem. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ, everyone. Make sure that you're spending time with the Lord. That includes spending time at Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, calling in at 323-870-4180, or following the show by texting the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, so you'll get the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, if you can't tune in live. Now, on this Saturday, I will be ministering at a women's purpose brunch. The tickets are $35. This is sponsored by Tabernacle of Glory and Christ Ministries here in Miami. You can purchase the tickets on my website. I am unsure how many they have left, but just go to rawsi.org, rawsi.org, and on my itinerary page, there's a link for you to purchase the tickets from them. That's rawsi.org. And for those of you who have reached out wanting to make donations to help support the broadcast and ministry, I am just so appreciative. I thank you so much. So we now have a donate page or button on our website where you can donate, you know, whatever is on your heart to donate, including for our upcoming partnership with a local church. We're going to help supply book bags for back to school, and you can donate on the broadcast page or the outreach page at rawsi.org, rawsi.org, using PayPal or Cash App, just whatever is on your heart. We praise God for you. Now, our topic for today is unequally yoked when you are the problem. Your task for today is to be gracious toward others. Be gracious. Before you open your mouth to say what you have to say, because what you say may need to be said, but think about how you're going to say it and how you would want someone to say it to you. Be gracious today. Be a soul winner. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Visit rawsi.org for all of these announcements. Our change is here. Glory! Glory.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.